ויען סומן ריש מם דלד סיף בייס. ליבסל העוונים ולסכן הקרס. אפילו בבייסי של איני יהודי עושה, כיוון ולצרח מחובכו. Now, in Sif Aleph, we have learned there's a difference between Mechubah and Tolush. By Tolush, the halacha is Paisik Odom in Eini Yehudi Ala Malacha. He can make an agreement with a goy. The goy says, Domim, the goy has to do a certain work for him. The guy does it when he feels like doing it, and the guy's reshus, even though the guy is doing this in Shabbos, but since mitzad, the agreement between the yid and the guy doesn't have to do it on Shabbos. The guy is doing it adayte benamshay. And it is not meleches mechubah, it is not mefusam, it is not known that this meleche is being done for a yid. So it is mutar. Meleches mechubah, but if something is being done on a property that we know that this property belongs to a yid, and a goy is a kablam. He doesn't have to do it on Shabbos, but he's doing it for his own convenience. Afal pikein, since we know that this is a property of a yid, it is mefusim, we will be choshed that he's a schir yoim, he's not a kablan, he was hired to work for the yid today. And therefore, this is also. So in Sif Aleph, we learned there's a difference between meleches mechubah and meleches tolush. In Sif Beis, the mechaber adds on one more halacha. What if the goy is doing meloche betolush? That means there are stones that he is working on, tolushtike stones, or boards. And the goy is working on these stones, on these boards, he's smoothing the boards, cutting the boards, and he's doing this in his rishus. So theoretically, this is meleches tolush, and he's doing it on Shabbos for his own convenience. In this case, since the purpose of these boards and these stones are for a meleches mechubah, for a house of the yid, eventually we are going to use these boards for the yid's house, we can use the stones for the yid's house. So Chazal said that these boards and these stones have a din of meleches mechubah, and even though he's doing it, he's doing it for his own convenience, but this is a din of meleches mechubah, and it is also. Again, let us see the lashon of the mechaber, lifsoil havonim, to work on the stones, to chop the stones, to smooth out the stones, ulasakin akeres, and to fix the boards. Afilu bebeisai shalayna yehudi. All this work is being done in the house of the goy. Kiven de letzorech mechubahu, but think the purpose of this work is eventually to be used in meleches mechubah. It's also kiven de letzorech mechubahu. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah so far. Lita lavonim. What? We'll see so. Lita lavonim. V'davke k'sha'avonim v'koyreis heim shal Yisrael. That the stones and the boards are heim shal Yisrael. They belong to, that means the material belongs to the yid. These boards were delivered to the Koi, to fix them, to smooth them. Then the Mechado says it is also. Avol im ha'eni Yehudi misnateis abonim shaloi. But what is if the Goy is smoothing out his own stones? The materials belong to the Goy. Or misakein chayre shaloi. That means he's a kablin, he has to smooth out the Mishnah Berurah. Ba'avam yehudi yehudi misatis abonim shaloi misakin kairi shaloi. It is the Goy's stones, it is the Goy's boards. She Yisrael lasim kibaylis alakel. That means that is part of his job. He supplies the materials. He worked on the materials. But in this case, va'breilo oid biyad ha'eni Yehudi l'sateis avonim acheirois o l'harsik elu la'atzmai. In this case, the Goy has the right that, let's say, he's cutting boards. These are his own boards. If they'll get a call and they'll tell him, someone, listen, I need these boards for something else. So even though when he was working on these boards, he had an intent that these boards will be for the Yid house, but it is not muchach that it has to be that way. The Goy can change his mind, and he can decide he'll use these boards for himself, and he'll make different boards. The case of the Shulchan Aruch is the materials were given by the Yid, these are the Yid boards. So now we know clearly that these boards are going to be used for the Yid house. And they can't be differently, because the Yid boards are materials, and the Goy is working on the materials of the Yid, and this is oimid to be used for a mechubah, for a Yid house. So, but in the second case, if the materials belong to the Goy, even though he's doing it for the Yid, if it's not in the house of the Yid, he's doing it on his property, in the Goy's property, av shehu mefulsim. So everyone knows that this Goy, he's a kablin, and he is and he's doing this work l'tzayrich a mechuba of a Yid mutar. This is not considered meleches Yisrael, because it's even though he's doing it for a Yid, but eventually it could come out, it'll never be for a Yid. So this Chazal never asked it. Ken Kosov Hadogo Mavovo, the Dogo Mavovo says this night you them. It says this already in the Radbaz. Ah, Shemesayim Shom. That heter that we said, if the boards, the materials belong to the Goy, even though he's doing it for the Yid, this is permissible. Vimhoyo ha'eina Yehudi misateis oisam b'shabes samuch lebinyim. That means it's his materials. And theoretically, he can decide to use them for something else. But if this work is being done close to the binyan of the Yid, if this work is being done on his own materials for the Yid's house, but when one passes by, one puts two and two together. There's a building over here, and you have a guy 300 feet away that's sawing wood. We see for the building, even though halachically this wood is his, and he can change his mind. Elohim Lissamdei would have been Mutter. He's a Kablim. But it looks that he's doing this for the Yid Shlayimu Shirayu. The Litzayre Mechubahu, it's also because even though it's Meleches Tolish, but it's Litzayre Mechubah, Telishokam Bebinyin, because the purpose of this Meloch is it should be put into the Binyin. Al Kain Chashemu Kim Mechubah, so Chazal gave it a din of a Mechubah. Vitzareh Limchais Biyadai. So the Yid is to tell the guy, and he has to be moichet. Imu b'seichat chum, afilo yisa rochek mea binyin. If it's the yid materials, he has to tell the guy, I don't want you to do this. Teichat chum means that it's in the chum where yidin will be aware of this. That means it's not in Hudson Cloths. It'll be in Hudson Cloths, so no yid knows about it. The guy who lives in Hudson Cloths, so then it's mutter. But it's b'seichat chum of a yidish shadira, and a yid could walk by in Shabbos and see him working, so this is also. That's a din b'seichat chum. Afilo yisa rochek mea binyin. Now, so this is the first din. V'im osu kain. Now the Mechaber says further. Again, we have to remember we are speaking about a chumra of maris ayin. Meikar adin, he's not doing it. He's doing it for his own convenience. Adaita denavshe kovid. Af al pi kain. But it looks like he was hired by the Yid to do this on Shabbos. So v'im also came, lo yishakein bebinyin. So this should not, these materials cannot be used. It should not be put into the binyin. V'im also came, ayin l'kamei mashe kosavnu b'zat. Right. Okay, we'll see later. L'halocha we are mekul, and we'll see later why. Hagol. V'yesh oimrim. Now, the Gemara speaks about that what was mentioned before. Dim einoi mefusim shehu shel Yisrael. It's not mefusim. That means this is true. This is the materials of the Yid. He gave it to the Goy. And the Goy is working on it in Shabbos for the Bais. But it's not mefusim shehu shel Yisrael. Not, it's not mefusim. Some people could be know about it, but it's not mefusim. Shehu shel Yisrael, shori, it's mutter. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'yesh oimrim dim'einoi, ha'yesh oimrim koi akulu. V'yesh oimrim are going on the whole, all these halachos. I know, af b'mechubah gomol, an emissem mechuba loy osru bekablonas elo bestome de mestome shem hayisrael nikra olam. Normally, a dover mechuba, people know this is Yankel's house, so mamele, so it's also. Avo biyadua lonu, but if we know she'enoi mefusam habinyan al-shem, it's not mefusam. Could be others do know. I mean, we hear the we'll be here before the Oirich might know. But this day holds that if it's not mefusam habinyan al-shem Yisrael Oslo b'kebailas. If we say that these yesh oimrim are choylik and mechuba mamish, so this should have been said in Sif Alem. In Sif Alem, we spoke about mechuba, and there we were machma, if it's in the goyish and mokim, but the oirich might know, the bnei bayis might know, by limsa lavonim, he brings down, it's not mefusam, it's mutter. So if the Yesh Oimrim hold that I feel by Mechuba Gama, so this Yesh Oimrim should have been written on the first seat. That means it's not too motzi that no one should know that this house belongs to the Yid. It means the binyan, it's more or less it's called mefusam. By the materials, it's very, very possible. It's not mefusam. So Mamela, therefore, he wrote it by the materials. Shari, I know Shane, it's a limchase by the Yudhi in Yasim Alachta Bishabbos. He's doing it on Shabbos. It's not the fulsome that it's my materials. So let him do it, just on tight. Ubil Vash, Shalayimalay Shayasim Bishabbos. He's not to tell the guy to do it on Shabbos. The guy is doing it. He's an Adaita Dinabshe. He's a carpenter. He's cutting boards. People will do not know that these boards can belong to the Yid. So it's mutter, but don't tell him to do it on Shabbos. The holes that I've given the Yehudi, just 1 second. The holes that I've given you the Isim and Isaac. The guy is doing it in his house. Oy Shayi al Kaponim Rochin Mebinyan, Kadesh Layaminka Shusha Yisol Hanal. Umashme Bekambo Achoinim, this is a Yeshoimrim. The Sphere Lon Ledina Kayeshoimim Hazer Leinian Sikus Abonim. We make all. That means if it's not mefusam, even though it's materials of the Yid, but people don't know about it. So if it's not mefusam, it is mutter. The Efshir, the Gam HaMechaba, Moidel Leibosef. Ar Le'inyan Mechuber Gufe, Botzvay Mechuber, Afilu Mabinyan Oymeid Bemokem She'ene Yadua Shehu Shalois. And that's what Sif Aleph was talking about. The house was built in a Goyish neighborhood. Gam Kain Ein Lohokel V'yesh Lohush L'Shechina was Bnei Beisoyz. We have to be Chayish. The Shechina might know. The Bnei Bayis will know Shechina Shishloi V'yach Shadu. Chomei Shekzav Nulel B'Sif Kotem Bov. So the Maitse L'Aloche D'Vay L'Hipatskin L'Aloche. If a Goy is working on materials that the Yid gave him, and the purpose of these materials is to be put into a mechuber de kibinyan, it matters. If it's mefusam, it's also. If it's not mefusam, it's mutter. But by a mechuber gufa, we don't paskin like this day yet. And by mechuber gufa, we paskin, even though it's not mefusam, we're chayish for shchenim, and that's a mechuber gufa, and it is also. That's v'sholem. No. That is not the case. Chas v'sholem. He says, no, you shouldn't do that. And if the guy does it himself. I don't know. Gimel. In Bonu. Now, we're going to see Moire de Kechumres. In Bonu, Einom Yehudim L'Yisrael Bayis B'Shabbos B'Yisrael. If a house was built b'isa, what does it mean? A house was built b'isa b'kablonus. That me'ikar adin is mutter. The goyim went and built it on Shabbos for their own convenience. And we mentioned last week this old din in Sif Aleph that is also altmaris ayin is a shitas hori in Sefer Shemitah. That's chaylik on the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam holds its mutter. But when the shittas of Rabbeinu Tam is, if a goy builds a house, b'kablonus, he's doing it for his own convenience, it is mutter. The Rabbeinu Tam held the halacha to build a house, b'kablonus, and Shabbos is mutter. Just like an oris is permitted to work on a field, just like an artist is permitted to work on the field in Shabbos because he's doing it for his own convenience. He wants to make more profit. That's why he's working on Shabbos. The Rabbeinu Tam held a kablon is mutter. A kablon is mutter to build a house for Yid in Shabbos. I didn't tell him to do it. He's doing it for his own convenience. we did not paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam. The whole Sif Aleph is not like the Rabbeinu Tam. That he is chaylik, and that he says we have to be high from our sign. People will think he's a Sfir Yoim, and that was Sif Aleph. So now, the Mechaber is going according to Sif Aleph, according to the Ri. We'll see. La locha, we have different chesbonos. Im bonu einem yudel Yisrael bayis b'shabes b'isa nochein lahachmer. It is preferable. Shelo yikonsu boy. No yid should enter this house, period. It was done me'ikar adin. It was done behet tzitzak kabbalah nadai tibinam shebanet osa altmaris ayant. With Chazal went all the way, and they said, you should not, no one should enter this house. A filat smeiti should not enter this house. Hainu shahoyo b'kib, we'll see in a minute to sell it to a guy. Hainu shahoyo b'kib oilis. It was b'kab lomis, u'besoy hatchum. So that means, the guy built a house with kablomis. Ubesay hatchum, that means that people know this was a Yiddish house that was built in Shabbos. Duhu also rak mishumarisayin. No, this is only also altsparisayin. To the MS, adaite denamshe ovid ochenal. Afal pikein. The Mechaber paskins. That we asked he should build the house, and if it was built in Shabbos, no one should enter this house. Period. Now, we're going to come back to this then. But now the Mishabur is going to go a step further. But this then is nochein lahachmer. If a person he doesn't want to be machmer, mate, he's not, he can still give him shishia, no shishia, but come on, can they give him an aliyah? Mate, it's nothing lahachmer, it's preferable you should not use the house. This is a $1 million house. Good. So it's nothing lahachmer, but he's not a sheik, it's nothing lahachmer. Avo im hoyu shire yoin. But what is the house was taket built b'isa, mamish b'isa? That means these goyim were hired, they're not kabel on them. They were hired by the yid to work for him, and they're working for him. The medina also, yesh bozeh isa mitad hadil b'diyevet. This is b'loy nochein b'vad. Kane Kosov Amogan Abram, Himucha Kam Kane Basabach, Linyan Schir Yoim, Brain Kosov Achayodom, the Beschir Yoim, also Midine Beinian Zeshu Milse de Fahesie. This is Tartilereis, a Goy did it for him, which was also Midine, and it's Fahesie. That means his house was built in Shabbos. And so this house was built before Hesi Ayde Chilul Shabbos the Rabbonon. The Chilul Shabbos the Rabbon going by building it. Afal Pikein is Loi Loilom. Medine, he is not allowed to use this house. Ula Chayrim Bechdei Sheyasu. Other people who me'ikar, now we're not talking about nochens, we're talking about me'ikar adin. So we have to, if this house was built in 5 months, so we have to, 7 days a week, so we have to make a cheshbin, we have to take from the 5 months all the shabbosim that it was built. And before you enter the house, you have to wait this amount, b'chdei sheyasu. That means we have, let's say 25 Shabbosim was built by Yisra, so he has to wait 25 days, someone else, Mikar Adin, before they use it, they say Yasu. Chmail,
what? 25 days exclusive of those.
Because of those Shabbosim.
But in 25 days, you have three more Shabbosim, so you don't have to go through Shabbosim, 25 weekend.
I lost you.
In the 25 days that he had to wait.
In the 25 days? Yeah. No.
The 3 months, the first
and
the
I think it's for some, it's excluding you. You can't add on the Shabbos. I think you need 25 weekdays. 25 weekdays, yes. But now we're going to see weiter on Mishnah Berurah. Now, in order we should understand, you can bring down 2 days. So let us just see for 1 minute, Shin Chof Hei Sif Yudalit, and then we'll understand what the Mishnah Berurah is speaking about. Shin Chof Hei Sif Yudalit is never an interesting case. Also, any Yehudi b'Shabbos orin a keva la'atmoi. If a goy dug a keva for himself, or he made an organ for himself in Shabbos, mutter li Yisrael likovo. He did it in Shabbos. Why is he doing it? He's doing it. His ankle is very sick. He's digging a cave for himself in Shabbos. Later, something else happened. So, he allowed to use this cave for a year. Vim asoi b'shvil Yisrael. But what he dug this cave, he saw there's a yid and he's very ill, and he realized the yid is going to die. Now, he's the official grave digger, and if he's going to, someday he wants to go to a ball game. So he knows he's going to die already pretty soon. So he went without a request, v'masoi b'shvil Yisrael. He dug a grave for a yid in Shabbos. Lo yikover boy elamis. Then you can't use this grave, period. So we see, so this be'etzem is similar to a schir yoin. That means he dug it for him, even though he didn't tell him, but he dug it for him, which is equivalent to a schir yoin. And it was done in Shabbos, also lo elamis. The davke shakever befahesye ma'orein al gabov shahakso yoidim shenatzel l'pleine Yisrael. So this is a double befahesye shenatzel be'isa. This is also to be used forever. This is what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. Avon hu betzina muta likavu boi le'erim mekdei sheyasu. And people knew it was the Orin and the Kaiba were in the school of Parashia. There was some else,
public.
It was public, yeah. They knew about Bafilu. Chehu be Parashia, and they also loise Yisrael shenasa bisviloi, avol Yisrael acher muta, bruhushe yamtim bechtei sheyasu. Now, let us just see the Mishnah Berurah on this halacha, so then we'll understand our Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah said, "Kot Nayim Gimul Eilomis Va'af Al Gav the Bechol Melochish Shenase Bishvil Yisrael Einei Osa Rat Bechdei Sheyase a Goy will do a Melocha for a Yid in Shabbos." So it's also in Shabbos. The guy did a malach in Shabbos. It took him an hour, so you have to wait an hour mitzvah Shabbos, and then the yid can use it. The only asin b'chnei sheyasa. How can do milsed b'farheshi? But this was a chilul Shabbos b'farheshi. Look at the lekamei. Yichmir b'chacham in tvei. V'hu adin b'chol mili d'farheshi shenase b'shvil Yisrael osa loy elomis. This is Mogen Avrom b'shem Harambam. Something that's done b'farheshi for Yidin is osa elomis. Avo midivrei, that's Shal de Mechaba. Avo midivrei hataz b'shem Haram. Mashme, there's no such thing. Agavuch, just to make this a little interesting, he brings down the side at Shuvah for Rav Moshe. We have a publishing company that publishes Sidurim in Shabbos. So there you have something that's done. I feel it's, they have Goyim. Let's say it's printed by Goyim. But this is done for Yidin. I mean, this is Sidurim and those, some of This is similar to that thing that we're speaking about. You have a malach is being done before Hashem Shabbos L'Tzorich Yisrael. Avo midivrei hataz, and it's also lomis, avo midivrei hataz b'shem haran mashme, tedavka hochi chmiru chachomem leser elomis, mishum shegnayu liyisrael shekover bekever mefusam, shneschalil boi Shabbos b'shvilei. It's only a din in a keva. Only in a keva, such a keva to be buried, that's a gnai for a yid that he should be buried in a keva that will mechala shabbat. Avol v'shal melochis. B'chol gavni einei osa rak b'chtei sheyasu. And he brings this many, the chadim reiran v'tsosioin, b'kam al rishoinim, v'kein ein lahachmer b'eit ha-tzoyach. B'kitza, we have here a machloikis ha-poiskim. If a malachia was done b'fahesheh for a yid, is it also a lomitz, yes or no? So we have a sort of mishabu bing tam a machloikis, the magnabom and the tas. Magnabom says, any malachia that was done for a yid b'fahesheh is also a for the one that it was done for, and the pastors, no, this is only a din in a keva, not by any other thing. Now, just let's just see now our Mishnah Berurah. So now, let us say, he's speaking about a case, a schir yoim, not a kablan, built a house in Shabbos. Also, Medinians, Medinians, they should build separate loy loy lom. Lachay and bechdei sheyasu uchamoy lekamon besimin shinchof esim shidon ayin shom. V'yesh mekilim and the mekilim. Look over there, the other mekilim. So that simin don't speak by the keva. It's not a plow by every meloche that was done before esim. But the av b'chahai governor ain't the also medina came with the sheyasu. By the kama mishin chafesim shadalik shom b'mishnah bore. Yes.
Why is the kodesh in the kodesh in the siddur of Shabbos? Why is it?
For years.
That's it.
For Hesia? You pass by the lights around the
Zohar. Hey, look at these are the best questions. Would it be?
That's called Fahasi, you know, the Rechmein, it's booming, the press is on, it's Fahasi. We're not speaking, it's not Mish Fahasi. That's enough. That's, you don't need more than that. If it wasn't hot and clothes, maybe it's not Fahasi, but this is Fahasi, you know about it.
You know, you have to be closing out that there's 100 workers on it. If there's no
Jews
in the area, there's not
going to be taxes. Area means, say, Chachum, if it's an Elton Club, say, Lechonam, in Alaska, or something. But here we're talking, it's Tarashia. When you pass by, it's, that's called Tarashia. Nochein Lahachmil. Now, so now the Mishnah Berurah said, Nochein Lahachmil. So we have here a mechaber, the Sif Kodlchos, in Mishnah Berurah. We have here a mechaber that paskins like the Ri, that was done by Kabbalonis, and the whole Issa was Marasayim. And that, the mechaber said, Nochen Lahachmel. Fine. That what? Shaloi Yikon Soboi. So according to the mechaber, no one is allowed to go use this house. We don't pass the like the mechaba. The b'di eved yeshlis meich bekablonus al das chabein dotam. Afazoi vay, good lechatchila, we say you're not allowed to know, but b'di eved, after the house, if you hear him the shittus of Rabbein dotam, who holds that it's mutter, the whole thing is mutter, you're allowed to build the house bekablonus. He's not chayish bechlal for marasayim. So, Adar Mutter loved the bread, Afilu La'atmoi. Afilu himself was a little oyster. But Rabbein Etam, Paskin La'loche, if it would be Bisman the Bali Taisus, and Taisus brings down the Rabbein Etam, Paskin La'loche, be allowed to build a house, become loners and Shabbos. If the guy is doing it for his own convenience, you're allowed to do it. This is Shikus Rabbein Etam. Just like an artist is allowed to work on your field because Adaiti Denar, she is doing it. because for his convenience, wants to make more profit, this guy that's doing it on Shabbos, because he wants Sunday to go to the ball games, he's doing it on Shabbos. He's doing it not for you, he's doing it for himself. The Rabbeinu Tam held the halachic mutter. So the Rabbeinu Tam held the halachic mutter, good, the Shulchan Aruch, he passed like three. So good, we say you shouldn't do it twice. But in the end, it's after the house. We're talking about a $500,000 house. Nochel Achmesh, where he comes to, but Rahoin and Paskin. The world, the advance of the world, Nochel Achmesh
means one should do this. It's preferable one should not enter the house. I mean, an elohim, you're not a shagit, but you're not a nochin. Nochel Achmesh. And the choinim paskin, the beyebed yeshlismach bekablon of soldats rabbeinu tam, umut loder boy asulu laatsmoy. He's allowed to live there. That's the story we said behind the main account. Shleikon su boi lo oilom, vafilu acheren. And afilu someone else also shouldn't go in. No one should go in. That's the nochel achmel. Avo mikol mochein. Mutter lehonais mimeno, but it's mutter tema not from it. They only ask a dire, ulemocho lein yudi. He can sell it to a goy. Well, yeah, not a yid, because a yid is not a lachme, you shouldn't go into the house. We can find a, so you should, but they didn't ask it by no. They didn't ask it by no. Fine. I go, doctor, meal. Im hisno Yisrael, im eine Yehudi, shloi lasse shloi meloche b'Shabbos. When he went, he went to build a house, the guy is a Kadlin, he told the guy, listen, I don't want you to work on Shabbos. He knows that's clone the contract, I don't want it, finished. Ve'ein Yehudi aso bal kolchoy lemaila hashlo melechem. You don't want it, that's your chesbon, but I am chesbon ifer by this. Ein lochish, so finished. So listen, I made up with him, so the Gemara holds over here that this is sufficient. I mean, I made up with him, he shouldn't work. He works, what should I do? Now we have here, this is the Dasa Ramor and the Choyn Machoylik and the Ramor. Baal Kolchoy, Lotzaloyma, Shaova Al Tanoi, Shislim and Mikoydim. They made an agreement, they signed in the contract, you should not work on Shabbos. And the guy broke the contract. Okay, namely, Lochish was there. The Hainu, according to the Ramor, Shenzachav Halimchis Loy Oid, Be'eish Shoisa Hamaloch. I don't have to tell him anything. We made up. He's working. I told him not to work, and we made up. He shouldn't work. He's working. The whole thing is only a matter of science. And Afflands, finished. I did my studies. That is, Kemucha, Bemolchai, Ben Yeruchim, right? Kemucha, Bemirago. Va'ayin, Bemogin Abram, Shemafak, Bemoyin, Bedinze. The Mogin Abram is the key in Shuhum Mechub, he said, doesn't understand the lumbus. He said, he made up. He's a tzaddik. But people who go by don't know what it said in the contract, what it says they made up. So just like Al-Bigadin Kablonis, where Chayish from Al-Sayin, someone will pass by and he sees him working on the house and he thinks he's a Schir Yoyim. So he made up. The key in Shemahuba Lusa the Vashiki Rishad the Rayim, the Shulayedu Shehislam. So they think the Rutteramo, the Rangel Rabbin is Kashalika Din Shalamot, Mal Kane, Ainor Kubasa. We shouldn't be Michael. Ella. Yere Limchas Loyal Amon Emi Pelos. No, he's not finished. He can't say sign in the contract. He passes by, he goes over to the guy. I told you not, and he has to be Michael. The Kosovil Rabbin, Mikombokim Nirem. So what is his chiyah to be moicher? You pass by, you go over to the guy, you scream, I told you not, I don't want you to work. The guy locked the mug, finished. He did his, that's the most he started his machine to do. And we call Mokim Nere, saying, so, Litim La Boys, can they see him? You know, screaming doesn't mean too much by the guy. He'll tell the guy, you know, I'll give you $1,000 today, you shouldn't work. The guy will understand the chaymer is, so every, now money speaks and he'll go away. So he says he's not mechuyev to give him money. Kimel shebekach isna metchila v'nilso lekach. I should pay you money also. Ad kan devorot. So memele, that's it. So the magnavom is chaylik on the remor, that he has to be moichir. But that's it. There was an agreement. Bishas, they signed the contract. And Lemaisa, he was Meiche. What does that doesn't have to do? Umash Mimil Shoine, the Imloi Hisna Mitchile, Ein Dai Bimachosoi Bilbad. What if he didn't make a Knai? They didn't speak out clear that he shouldn't work on Shabbos. They didn't speak out anything. Now the guy comes on Shabbos, and the bet's like, the guy, don't work, I don't want you to work. And the guy tells him, listen, did you tell me this before? You didn't tell me this before. So my mele, I want to work, I don't care what you're telling me. So then the Allah is al tzorech lefazem ima oisom kidei sheyivseku, v'nire shetaymei deposhe davele lafzit v'tchile v'tzorechim l'dinim. But there it seems, if there was no agreement before, Machor is not enough and he needs a status of his moment. So he brings down over here, the Kafahayim brings down a Meiser, that there was an Osher that was building a house, and he was, and then there wasn't Hisna Mitchile, and the Osher passed by the Goy. And he told the guy, I don't want you to work, and I'll pay you money, and you shouldn't work. And he paid him money. Fine, he didn't work. Fine. So it cost him much more, but he paid him, he shouldn't work on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. So what happened? So later, after the house, so it's of course he didn't work. I mean, Baruch Hashem. Many years later, there was a fire in the city, and the fire, all the houses in the city burnt till it came to his house, by his house it sparked. The Baruch Shalom is holding cheshbon. So if that's the schar on this world for making sure that there shouldn't be any marisayim on Chilul Shabbos, about the gibbous fianavel. What?